Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Hey. Yo, what's up? It's the Last Second Shot Podcast, the 11th edition. 2-1s, third and one is up. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's myself, Eric Thomas, the Last Second Shot, man. I'm just excited to be back. Yo, Eric.
What up, family?
Man, what's good with you?
Man, you know, get ready to talk some ish. You know what I'm saying? It's the Last Second Shot podcast, people. Thank you all for listening. Hey, let's jump right into it, man. What's up? What's first on the agenda, dog?
Man, so, you know, big week for girls basketball in the state of Michigan. Most notably is the release of the brackets in all the classes where all the district parents have been released. It's been huge. Not huge, but it is, you know, always the talk of the town with coaches and parents who they'll see in districts, who they'll see in regionals. Man, real. So the chatter at the games are really gonna be something now. So we're gonna jump into it real quick. You know what? Just to handle a little housekeeping thing, my producer's telling me we just need to get a few things straight. We just gonna be right back in about 1 minute. Yo, we are back. Always like to thank our producers for getting us together. You know what I mean?
Hey, yeah. You know, had to get a few things straight. Stuff happens.
but yes. So, like I was saying, our first, the district pairings was released this week. I gotta reach out to the MHSAA and see what's the deal with some of these blank districts. But let's just jump into it, man. Let's talk about some of the games we're anticipating in the Class A at district levels or even beyond some scenarios.
Yeah, man. Southfield Lathrop District, you got Renaissance, Southfield Lathrop, and Southfield High. You know, you see a potential matchup with, you know, Renaissance and Southfield Lathrop in the second game of districts, and a potential Renaissance Southfield High district final, or you know, a second battle for the city of Southfield with Southfield Lathrop and Southfield High squaring off for one last time. For the district championship, so that's one big one.
Definitely. I mean, and Southfield Lathrop has to go through Berkeley first, correct? Or is Berkeley on the other side?
No, Lathrop will see Berkeley first.
Okay, yeah, Berkeley first, and then you know if they win, they play Renaissance for a potential battle, quote unquote, battle of the city. The last time in Southfield Lathrop, that should bring everybody out. Definitely something to watch out for. Now potentially in a district final and man, you know, that's tough to see, you know, knowing that two of the better teams in the state will be eliminated in the district round. Saginaw Heritage in District 10. You know, they'll face off against the winner of Bay City Western and Mount Pleasant. Then Midland High School goes against whoever wins against Midland, Dow, and Bay City Central for a potential Saginaw Heritage versus Midland Dow District Final. Wow. That's you're talking about two teams that I could realistically see playing in the quarters, facing off against each other really, really early. That's that's tough, man. Just thinking about that potential matchup is kind of like the perfect storm, like. You know, you get a real hard defensive team who likes to play zone. Potentially, you know, the matchup you could see is a team that loves to play zone versus a team that has a lethal shooter that loves to be sagged off on.
Yeah.
that's man, grab your popcorn, because if that happens, I might. Where is that district at? I think that district is actually. At Mount Pleasant. That's far. That is far. Never mind. I was going to say grab your popcorn because I'm making the trip. Mount Pleasant is far. Plus, I think some people at Central Michigan banned me, but that's a different story.
We got some skeletons in the closet.
Oh, chill. So then, you know, that's an interesting part on that side of the state. What else are we looking forward to in Class A in potential district matchups?
Man, District 18 at Plymouth High School, man. You got, you know, it's all KLAA teams here, you know, Canton, Salem, Novi, Northville, and Plymouth, you know, all pretty good teams. I mean, Salem features the Petrie sisters. Northville, everybody knows Northville is getting after this year. We recently beat Salem. Overtime. So that potential matchup, you know, if they were to see each other, it would be in a district championship. Potential Northville and Salem district final, you know, and it's at Plymouth High School. I think that's within range of us, dog. I think Plymouth is, you know, we can grab our popcorn for that one.
From February 29th all the way to March 4th, it's going to be a lot of games. I wish I could be at all of them. semi bracket, I guess you could call it. You look at Woodhaven. They're looking for a district title in a district against Southgate Anderson. and Trenton is in there, Wyandotte, Roosevelt, and Riverview, they're looking to make their run. But you know, on that same in that same bracket, you have, you know, what looks like it's going to be, you know, an Ann Arbor battle because Pioneer and Skyline meet in the first, you know, that's their first meeting is in the district semifinals. Then the winner of Pickney and Dexter goes against Ann Arbor Huron. That's District 17. And listen, that's Dexter is a scrappy team. Dexter is a scrappy team. You know, they're really dark horse in it to make it out of the district, you know, having to play Ann Arbor Huron, which, you know, is on most people's boards is a top 15, top 10 team in Class A. But Dexter has ability. A lot of people don't know that Dexter is a pretty good team because you don't see Dexter a lot. You know, you didn't see him at the round ball, or you don't see him at a lot of showcase events. So unless you're just, you know, hiking it out to Dexter, which, you know, maybe I should do, you haven't gotten to see a lot of them. I was privileged to see them in the preseason and see, you know, the pieces that they have. And following along, I know that they are 7-1 right now.
Yeah, man. But for people who don't get to see them, they actually get a chance to see them this Saturday, dog, at Ann Arbor Huron. You know, they're not playing
at Ann Arbor Huron.
They're playing Dearborn Heights Robichaud. So
I'm sure Ann Arbor Huron is happy they're coming to their gym. You know, get to see a potential playoff matchup. I would imagine, you know, players and coaches would pay attention to that game.
just as much, you know, as Dexter was, you know, is loving the fact that they get to stay and watch Huron against Country Day later that day. You know, yeah. So it'd be a lot of scouting and, you know, filming and
scouting,
all that.
Scouting,
you
know, season is in full effect. Not that it ever stops. Not that it ever stops.
There's going to be an overdrive on Saturday.
And so, I mean, in District 15, we have one of your preseason top five teams, Memorial going against Westland John Glenn in the opening round. You know, that's going to be something
rivalry
to pay
game.
Attention to. Rivalry game. And so then, you know, you have a potential – John Glenn Belleville or Wayne Memorial Belleville in the next round. The winner of Romulus and Taylor Kennedy faces Taylor Truman, which, again, that's another potential rivalry game in the district. And that district, you know, it's going to be hard fought, you know, obviously with so much rivalry, the emotions run high. And that's going to be something else. But
it is gonna be something else.
That all sets the stage for regionals, which that's when things get a little bit spiced up, especially in Class A. Not to call any of the districts boring, but a lot of them you can predict. You run into a few shockers from time, but for the most part, last year I believe I predicted Class A with, like, one error, which I won't bring that error up because in retrospect, it wasn't all that smart. But,
I betted against him, and he lost. So that's why he took the L, and that's why he won't bring that up. He took the L that time.
You just don't bet. Never mind. Okay. So moving to Class B, and this is – Class B is as perfect of a bracket that you will ever see by the MHSAA. As perfect as a bracket that you can ever see. What districts are you looking forward to in Class B?
Class B. I can't see the number right now, but the district at Dearborn Divine Child. You know, you have Divine
mm-hmm.
Child – Robichaud team that sports, you know, two, you know, top junior guards. A potential matchup, you know, a rematch of last year. I think last year they met in the district championship, if I'm not mistaken. You know, I know Robichaud's looking for some get back, So to potentially see that type of a matchup, I think people, you know, who can make it out, you know, make it to Dearborn, so definitely go watch that. So definitely see that if that ends up happening.
Definitely. I mean, and last year, Divine Child just, they got rolling at the right time. Played, you know, took a lump against Marion in the Catholic League Championship last year, but nonetheless, I mean, got to the playoffs and really had it rolling. I mean, you know, and you know they lost some since last year as well, you know, to graduation, but you know that's gonna be a great matchup. Obviously, the return of Kamari McDaniels, you know, the point guard Caleb Brown, who's been doing it all season, putting up 20 point games and shooting the ball well against just a disciplined a Divine Child team. So it's gonna be interesting. Definitely something if you're in the area, you should probably tune in to see.
Yeah, you should. You should. That's gonna be interesting. It's worth the gas money and worth the price of admission. So I'm gonna have to agree with my brother on this one.
Man, so one of the teams I'm picking to go to the Breslin. And you know, as far as the teams that they'll be playing in this district, I have no idea how they look. Pretty far away. Don't get to see them a lot. Lansing Sexton versus Lansing Catholic. The winner of that game will move on to play Williamston, who's ranked number 3 in the AP poll in Class B. And Perry and Fowlerville will be on the other side of that bracket. And the winner of those games meet in the district final. I'm picking Williamston to be one of those final four teams in the Breslin Center. So, you know, obviously I'll be paying attention to that score. I actually have no idea where Williamston is. Never been there before.
It's around Lansing, man. It's around Lansing, dog.
Oh, Lansing. Anyway. might think about taking that trip, might not. And so, obviously, that's gonna be a really, really good game, where, you know, I just think Williamson they have a lot to offer as far as, you know, entertainment on the floor, as well as, I mean, yeah, you know, it's safe to say when they were at the round ball, they bought a lot of fans with them. So I can only imagine what a home playoff game is going to be like.
It might get crazy. Based on what we saw, you know, at the round ball, I mean, they made that hour and a half trip, I guess. I think it's about an hour and a half trip. People who in Williston let us know how long it is. But to make that trip all the way down to Detroit and have that many people, you know, in Detroit, at home, in Williamsville,
it might be standing room only. Playoff game.
It might be standing room only. Might have to call the fire.
And then, hey, chill, don't call 5, don't call 12.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know him. Get his faded out of sight. Bay City John Glenn. My recently changed state favors to win the state title. Bay City John Glenn, they meet Midland Bullock Creek in the first round of the district. If they win that game, then they go on to play Gladwin. And, you know, obviously one of the better teams in the nation. Coming in at 23rd in a recent ranking by USA Today. That's going to be exciting. Man, let me just say this. Bay City John Glenn is just one of the They're one of the more entertaining teams that I can think of in recent memory.
Yeah, most definitely.
Ooh, that might be a good topic for next show. Because obviously,
I'm about to say we're gonna get into it now. Or we're gonna save it.
No. We gotta treat that one with care and research, and put together a comprehensive list. If you just put me on the spot right now and ask me the most entertaining teams I've seen over the only team I know for sure that I can say Inkster in 2011.
They have some decent.
And it's a few country day teams as well. And I can think of some teams from Alicia Jones, Stephanie Douglas, when they were there. We gotta treat that one with care. That's a topic for that show. We gonna pencil that in this week. Man, but Bay City John Glenn, one of the more entertaining teams I've seen. They just have that perfect blend of discipline, but they're not like one of those stiff teams you see, like, like they're not one of those Tom Izzo teams where he doesn't have a lot of talent, so he doesn't let them play.
Right. Okay.
They had a perfect blend. So they have the perfect mix between soft and then discipline, and it's just fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. A lot of fun to watch. I mean, they had one of the most exciting guards in recent memory as well, and Cali Martinez. Woo! Man, that kid is a monster.
Wait till y'all see the mixtape. Wait till y'all see the mixtape, man.
That kid is a monster.
she literally has like maybe a 30 seconds total or so in a 4-minute mixtape. Man, she's also shout out to everybody who sent in clips for our last second shot mixtape. It's going to be up on Martin Luther King Day. If you didn't catch the trailer, you can go to my Twitter page. It's pinned to my page, so you don't have to dig through anything. Take a look at the trailer, man. We working.
We really out here working. And, like, to hop on that for a quick second, I was on the phone with Darren earlier, sifting through some film, and stumbled, across some, Miller and Dow stuff. It's like, we already said on the show that Elie Taylor is the best shooter in the state. We already said that multiple times, right?
Very glad.
But it's like I don't see how this is a discussion anymore. It's not really a discussion anymore to me. It's not, man. It's not a discussion no more, dog.
It's competition.
It is, but come on, man.
I think she's the best. I think there's obvious competition. If Gundrezic isn't a volume shooter by need, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not taking anything away from Ms. Taylor, because obviously I think highly, and I've said that she is the best shooter in the state. I said it before you were willing to admit it, to be honest.
I quickly got on board with that, but, like, really after, like, watching some of that stuff again, that discussion is done for me now.
I think it's just a little bit of competition, just a tad.
Just a tad,
but not much.
If you had that discussion with me, I'm straight say Elie Taylor. I'm not gonna bring up anything else.
Man, and so getting back to wow, we really got drifted away. But getting back to the Class B title, or the Class B bracket. Remember, while when bringing this up, I said that this is one of the more well put together brackets that you'll see. If you listen to past shows, you know that I'm in favor of the MHSAA doing a seeding, where, you know, and making it more it makes sense geographically. But, you know, I'm in favor of them doing a seeding, like they do for football, a selection Sunday. First, that adds more competitiveness to the game, because, you know, it's not a whole season just spent on who am I going to see in district or whatever. But also, good teams get to play each other in later stages. Class B is so put together, that well put together, that the top four teams in Class B can all make it to the Final Four and play each other for the first time in the Final Four. You don't see that in the other classes.
Not really at all. And that creates a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement, a lot of drama, you know, competitive drama, not drama. But, you know, it's exciting. And, you know, for the last couple of years, Class B has probably been, not taking away anything from any other class, not at all. But Class B over the last couple of years probably been the most interesting class.
I don't think that's taking anything away from other classes, because obviously you had that powerhouse in Marion where, you know, they just didn't make it interesting. Like, they were literally blowing teams out. Waterford Kettering, I read it, you know, good work from Matthew Mowry. He pulled out a stat. You know, when Marion lost their first game this year, Waterford Kettering was the first team that Marion, and the first and only team that kept it within 14 in a playoff run that went 2 years. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's out of the question to say that, you know, Class B is the more entertaining conference.
That's a good stat. That is an interesting stat to bring up, to make the point.
A very interesting stat. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because you look at the competitive games you saw in Class B just last year. We just talked about it. A Divine Child, who saw that same Marion team that I just got done discussing, you know, goes against a loaded Robichaud team. And at this point, really, a lot of people don't know about Divine Child. You know what I'm saying, when they go against them and they do well, like, that's, you know, that's one of those storybook wins that you think of, like, you think of Mercer going to, Mercer going to Duke and winning. I mean, you know, that might be hyperbole, because, you know, Divine Child isn't.
Don't bring that up. That was a hurtful time. Yeah. Don't bring that up.
Man, the dude hit the nay-nay after that? Hey, you can't say that was a legendary dance move. But, you know, that might be hyperbole, because Divine Child wasn't nearly as small of a school. But, you know, you look at Country Day beating beating the odds, but as a young team, not supposed to be the winner of a game against Goodrich. And they go into Goodrich, you know, they go into the Breslin and do well with Goodrich. Does well.
Yeah.
So
very well.
You know, that's why, you know, I would have to agree with you in saying that Class B is one of probably the most entertaining class in the city. I mean, excuse me, I said city in the state.
Yeah, I mean, it's so many competitive matchups that you'll see, and, you know, like you said, the Final Four potentially could be a perfect 1-2-3-4, you know, setup. And like you said, all the teams will be playing each other for the first time. They probably watch each other and seeing each other or whatever, but not – they'd have played against each other, which creates a new type of, you know, excitement.
All new world.
Man, hey, you just going to bust out high notes on the show like this, though, for real?
Man, have to show I have the vocals, man.
Here you go. Trying to be too sweet again.
Hey, chill. Hey, please chill. My God. This guy here, he needs a chill pill. He needs a...
Hey, I have no chill.
My God. But man, yeah, so moving along to Class C, the more interesting district in this part of the state is going to be the Depsa district. That's District 73. That has Liggett going against Southeastern, who is really improved from recent years. Once a very good team, with the fall of enrollment, just not as competitive as they once were. Really having a solid season right now. I believe they're sitting at 7-2 or 6-2.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a hard game. The winner of that game goes on to see Detroit Pershing. On the other side of that, on the other side of that bracket, you have Depsa. You have Depsa with who has a monster on their hands, on their team, going against Detroit Island Academy. So a potential Liggett versus Depsa district final again, and that's going to be interesting. I mean, because going into that regional. On the other side, in District 70, you have Blissfield. Blissfield, who, I'm expecting to win their district, waiting for, Liggett or Depsa. But I'm pretty sure, they won against Liggett already this season. But I'm pretty sure they want to see Liggett again because of how it ended last year. And And it's totally switched. Now, the MHSAA made some changes because, remember, last year, Arbor Prep ended up seeing Liggett in regionals. This year, they would still meet in regionals, but they would end up seeing each other in a quarterfinal if they end up meeting again, which I want to see that again. I want to see Liggett versus Arbor Prep. From a fan's perspective, with no horse in the race, I think Liggett versus Arbor Prep, which is a rematch from last year, will be way more entertaining this time around.
That is an interesting and entertaining matchup to go see. And if that happens. Like we've been saying the whole show, well, like Darren been saying the whole show, bring your popcorn for that one. Please bring your popcorn for that one.
Man,
it's worth the gas money.
Definitely worth the gas money. And, maybe we can get some things right, this year. I remember I made my predictions last year and, actually turned out pretty well. I think the only class I didn't get right was B. So, that's going to be interesting to say the least. As far as Class C, that's what I'm looking forward to. And so you know, now we move to Class D. In Class D, I'm just going to tell you right now, I really, 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 like, if there's a Class D team that I want to go watch, and just because I haven't seen them this year, it is Bay City All Saints. I loved what I saw last year. When I was watching them, I've been reading about them, you know, whenever they have articles posted about their games. And you know, obviously they're picking up where they left off last year. No St. Ignace in Class D this year. They've moved up to Class C. So my default St. Ignace pick for Class D, I can't make that one.
Rough business. Now you gotta think for real. Nah.
I mean, like, hey, if St. Ignace is in Class D, I'm never picking against them. All they do is win in Class D. I mean, honestly, I'm hard pressed not to pick against them in Class C. to be honest with you, but obviously you have some good teams. You have some good teams. You have Waterford, Our Lady of Lakes, who's in Class D, who can bring it any given day. And then you have Bay City All Saints, as I've mentioned. You know, obviously they have a little sauce to them. They have a little sauce to them, and if you don't know what that means, that means it's just a little flair in their game where, you know, you see a few exciting things. You see a few exciting things that might make you stand up.
Yeah.
That might make you get out of your seat.
And to add to that, they're kind of scrappy, too. I saw them this year at the Round Bar, you know, which is probably my only opportunity to see them. And everything Darren just told you, I saw at that game. I forgot. I can't recall who they played at the moment, but they get after it. They have, some flair to their game. You know, I like their style of play. This team is dangerous. This team is fun to watch. So everybody in Bay City, you got two teams for real that are entertaining.
Definitely. And I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to. I can't really give you any other teams in Class D that I'm gonna really be keyed in on because, well, to be honest with you, I just don't get to see a lot of Class D ball. As well as a lot of these teams are very far from us, but you know we're trying to work on our travels, you know, get around the state more. That's probably gonna be more so next season when, you know, we have a few changes.
Yeah.
More to come. More to come about those potential changes. Just stay tuned.
A little later.
Man. Ah, Eric always makes me just do some crazy things on air. He's a bad influence, guys.
Oh.
I'm
only this way because Darren made me this way. I used to be all calm. And, you know, like almost Buddhist-like, you know. I used to be that way until I met Darren. I met Darren like 7 years ago. So, like, you know, that's 7 years of, like, him turning up. And then, like, I got to absorb all that. So now I ain't got no chill anymore.
I am like, pure soul. I am pure soul, sir.
Don't fall for that front, people.
Wow. Team Pure Souls, where you at? Tweet me if you're with us. Man, but really, really, so, you know, that's the brackets, you know, really, really excited to see how the teams play, really excited to see Class B and how that plays out. I really, like, this is the first time in a while, you're going to be able to see the top four teams, you know, potentially go against each other in the Breslin Final Four, which nothing is guaranteed. You know, in the playoffs, your record doesn't mean anything. I tell the story to people all the time. My freshman year at Southfield Lathrop, it was a really talented team. Didn't do well in the regular season. Were they below 500?
I think they were right at 500 or one game below.
The 2018.
Right.
It wasn't good. I mean, you know, not good as, you know, 3 years removed from the state championship team. You know, essentially a lot of freshmen, like four or five freshmen on varsity, just being bad during the season. Get to the playoffs, and it's like I said, nothing is counting for that team. Went to the quarterfinals. A team that I believe was below 500. I'm sure I'll be corrected if they weren't. but, you know, obviously, you know, just one of the teams. Actually, that whole squad, you know, just not to get off topic, that whole squad is a bit more underrated. But, you know, one of the Lathrop squads that I just thought should have won. They should have. They could get past Renaissance. They would have won. However, they didn't, so they did not win. But all that being said, to say we went through all of these brackets, you know, said what we're excited about. But just like every year, there's a team out there that's going to come out of nowhere. They're going to look, you know, their opponent dead in the eye. A team that's supposed to beat them, and guess what? They're going to win. Happens every year. I'm going to be surprised still, but I know that it's going to come somewhere. So, you know, if we overlooked you, you know, please don't don't charge us for it. Don't stone us publicly. You know, don't get the lynch mob on us. You know, it happens. I came on air and humbled myself because preseason, I didn't put Bay City John Glenn in my top 10. Not that I had forgotten about them. I just did not put them there. They would have made my 15. They would have made my 15 or 20. First few weeks of the season, they show up, they show out, and I realize, hey, I was wrong. I was wrong. And one of the first episodes, me and Eric talked about what are the surprise teams? Who are the surprise teams? I said, you know, we can talk about the surprise teams. The surprise teams just happen. And we're expecting you to surprise us. And I'm not really surprised. I knew it all along. So with all of the whole bracket talk, there's going to be one team where we're going to be like, who are they? And how are they doing this?
Yeah, that seems to happen just about every year. I mean, last year it was, you know, Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes. And, you know, I mean, they were below five, just like similar to that Lathrop team. In 08, they were below 500 during the year, went on a tear. You know, and ended up in the Final Four. It ended up at the Breslin.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a lot of people took notice, and you know, they never stopped since then. They're on to another good season. You know, they're on to a good season. You know, a great start to their to the season. This season, I think they only have one loss, I think, and that was to Blissfield. So, you know, they haven't stopped since. You know, I just wonder, you know, this year who that's going to be.
Yeah. I'm eager to see it, man. But moving on from different topics, I feel like we just basically gave a MHSAA preview with, you know, playoff preview, and there's still a lot of season to play. We still have a whole halfway of a season. With that being said, on Saturday, as you alluded to earlier, Eric, we have a lineup of games at the Ann Arbor Huron Dome. That's it, at the Ann Arbor Huron Dome. Let's talk about
that. Wait, I was going to say, where are you going with this? We going to this arena conversation?
I was going to say, that's one of the crispier, gems that I've seen.
It is. Because it's truly a dome.
It's really a dome. And it's like, I don't know if you ever went to the Silver Dome when it was still a thing, but like, I just really feel like it's a mini Silver Dome, and I love it. Like, I would have loved to play there. Like, and, you know, I've never actually been for, the Marion and Whitney Young game last year was packed, but I've never been to a game where it was, like, truly just one of those crowds, like, student sections, you're going crazy. Like, I want to see one of those. I know that puts fear... I know that puts fear into the opposing opponents. Like, you know, me and you, we went to Southfield Lathrop's last homecoming this year. And do you remember what I told you about the Pontiac team while, you know, the alumni are driving the old schools in, the rest of the alumni are back with the band. It's looking like, you know, the FAMU marching 100.
You pointed out that the Pontiac team looked kind of shook, and they did.
You know, like at one point they stopped warming up, and they were paying attention to the band who, you know, so disrespectfully played for about 5 or 6 minutes. Like right in front of them. So, you know, I imagine every game at Ann Arbor Huron, like every game where it's just supposed to be hype, you know, or, you know, the students are there and in full force, it is like that. You know, I want to see it. And I don't live too far from Ann Arbor, you know, but I've also been banned from Ann Arbor by a few people. So, a few people who go to the University of Michigan. Okay.
Oh, chill. Wolverine Twitter might get us. Chill.
No, it's not even Wolverine. I told you about. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. okay. But you know.
Hey, hold on. Before you go any further. You know who should be banned?
Who?
From Ann Arbor, that damn Chinese place that we went to.
Oh, my
the
God.
The worst place ever, dog. Don't ever
oh
go
my
there.
God. Yeah. We're gonna tell that story towards the end of our preview of the games going down at Ann Arbor Huron. But, yeah, so, you know, at the Dome this Saturday, we actually have a nice lineup of games. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. The first varsity game is at 11 a.m. We have Chelsea and Farmington Hills Harrison, who is on a starting out the year on a tear, man. Right?
Yeah.
You know, what you think is going to happen? Let's talk about that.
Man, what I think is going to happen, I think Amber Stevens is going to come out. She's going to play that aggressive brand of basketball. I think Chris Nelson, she's going to come out. She's going to do her thing. I've never seen Chelsea play. I haven't actually even read about them. So what to expect from them is a little bit of a mystery. You know, obviously, you know, the organizers of the event feel that they are a good team. Because they got a lot of great teams for this event. So, you know, I'm expecting a competitive game. But I just expect Amber Stevens and Chris Nelson to come out there and as they've been doing for so much of the season, go out there and put the team on their back. I think they're both averaging north of 20 points right now.
I think either it's close, it's either just under 20 or 20. It's around there, though.
Yeah, I know for sure. I know for sure Miss Stevens is averaging 20-plus. I'm just not sure about Nelson. But, look, two great players. I just feel like they're going to put on a show.
Okay. I mean, and that definitely can't happen. They've been putting on shows all year, so it wouldn't deviate from what they've been doing. You know, the next game after that is the one I'm really interested in. I'm really interested in this one. The next game after that was at 12:45, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going off memory. I don't have the schedule in front of me. Waterford Kettering and Arbor Prep. Not Ann Arbor Prep, people. That don't get it wrong, because, you know, Arbor Prep to the real get you for that. They're from Ypsilanti. But Arbor Prep versus Waterford Kettering, two fast-paced teams, you know, two teams that are scrappy. They're almost not quite, but almost carbon copies of each other. They love to, you know, really play up-tempo and, you know, press you and, you know, be physical, and they have a lot of guards, so there's not a lot of height on either team. And I think both teams' tallest players about 6 feet tall. I'm really looking forward to, you know, that matchup. And, you know, Arbor Prep obviously carries a Miss Basketball candidate, in our opinion, and seems like everybody else's opinion now too, in Nostalgia Chamber. So I'm really interested in that one and watching her play
along with that one.
Yeah, the people who caught that one is kind of smart. You know. So yeah, and then her and Adrian Anderson, you know, that combo right there is a versatile combo. So you're gonna see how Kettering deals with that. And you know how Arbor Prep deals
as well,
with pace of, you know, a pace of Kettering.
Yeah, I mean, as well as the aggressiveness of Rosanne Wells. I remember when we were talking with Coach Wells earlier in the season, in that episode that we so tragically lost before the icebreaker. He was telling us, like, you know, Rosanne is stepping in at point guard. She's different than her older sister, who was recently on the team last year, in the sense that she's more aggressive. And, you know, just through seeing Arbor Prep twice this year, man, I have to agree with him. He definitely, you know, made his hip to knowing, you know, she's going to put the ball on the floor. She's going to test the waters. Matter of fact, she has a few clips of her own on the last second shot mixtape as well that will be releasing Martin Luther King Day. Shameless plug. So yeah, that's going to be interesting, because Waterford Kettering, you know, what they do so well is they play defense. They get you into some turnovers that you don't want. And, you know, watching them at the round ball and the loss that they took, you know, they took a hard loss. They took, you know, it happens. Some teams lose by a lot. Good teams lose, guys. So, just, you know, I know a lot of people out there, once a team loses, they're like, oh, look at them, they're not that good. Listen, Waterford Kettering lost. A lot of people don't understand. Through three quarters, they were playing with one of the better teams in the state. Even though they are one of the better teams in the state, they're playing neck and neck with a better team in the state. And what they're doing so well is, you know, when they're not able to run, they're able to go to their sets. Even though, you know, obviously they're, you know, just watching them, you can tell their philosophy is, hey, let's get turnovers, let's score. But, you know, when the other team is putting the ball in the basket, they come up court and they get good shots. And not just good shots, they can actually shoot the ball.
Yeah, they can actually shoot, and which creates, you know, which creates problems, and you know, makes the defense rotate a little bit more, you know, than usual if you're not used to dealing with a team that, that can shoot like they can, you know, and especially at the pace they move the ball, even in their half-court sets, they run through them quick. They're not slow or methodical, really. You know, even the in their half-court sets, they're up-tempo. So, you know, that should be a real interesting game. I'm not going to call a winner, you know. That's just one I'm just looking at as a good game. You know, I just want to, you know, watch and enjoy that one.
You know, I noticed that you watch a lot of games as a fan.
Hey, look, you know, just enjoying this game. You know, sometimes I make predictions, sometimes I don't, you know.
You never make predictions.
You said what?
I said you never make predictions. Don't tell that lie to our listeners.
Hey, look. My predictions will come later. Will come a little later.
Well, you know, I'm gonna save it for our last second shot. All right. So what's the next game up?
Next game up at 2:30 would be Renaissance and Flushing. Renaissance and Flushing. And okay, I'll make a prediction for this one.
Oh, hot take. This is groundbreaking, guys.
Oh, he would got the bomb, but I'm going with Saya in the Lady Phoenix of Renaissance by 6.
Ooh, I'm not gonna predict that game. That's gonna be interesting.
Oh, here you go now. Okay.
Hey, listen, man. Definitely one of the better players in the nation. And Sire Frazier taking off, you know, going to go against this team from Flint. And that's really a good matchup. That, you know, kudos to everybody who had a say in scheduling that. Love that the teams want to compete against each other and they're going to meet at the Martin Luther King event. Listen, that's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough. That is going to be a tough game. It's going to be an interesting game. You got a bunch of athletes on the floor of Flushing Sports. Breonna Perry, you know, 6 feet, very athletic. Probably, you know, arguably the best athlete in the 2017 class. I haven't seen Flushing this year yet. But you know, from what I'm reading and hearing, and you know, she's really elevating her game. She's you know shooting the jumper now, and is shooting at a pretty good clip, and starting to handle the ball a little bit more. So to see her and Saya go at it, you know, I don't know if they're going to be matched up against each other, but you know, just see how they lead their teams. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be entertaining. It's always entertaining with a bunch of athletes on the floor.
Man, tell me about it. So now it's getting good. It's getting heated up. What we got next?
I want to say around the 4 o'clock hour on Saturday, you have two teams that we mentioned earlier in the show, Robichaud out of the Dearborn Heights and Dexter. You know, that should be an interesting game. Both teams are scrappy. You know,
mm-hmm.
both teams. You know, just like the previous game we discussed, has a few athletes. You know, Dexter's nothing to play with. You know, like I said, it'll be a good chance for everybody who hasn't seen Dexter. You get a chance to see him on Saturday. You know, on that stage. You know, we talk about the dome and everything. You know, that dome is probably going to be, you know, since Dexter's right around the way from Huron, it's probably going to, you know, it's probably going to be kind of packed. I mean, I imagine the 4 day will be bad, but that probably be one of the games that probably have a bigger crowd than some other games that day.
definitely. That's going to be one of the more interesting games. Like I said, just you know, talent on the floor all day on Saturday, and so you know, in Dexter, you know, this is the first time I can remember them in a showcase event like this in recent years. So it's, you know, it's interesting in the sense that I think they've been at the round ball a few times. But, you know, interesting in the sense that, you know, you just don't get to see them a lot. So that's going to be great. Now, at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Hey.
Ann Arbor Huron. At the Ann Arbor Huron, Martin Luther the King Classic. Drop a bomb for this. One of the best rematch of one of the better games that I saw last year, and that was at the Best of Michigan Classic. We're rematching it this time at the Martin Luther King Day Classic. We have the Southfield Lathrop High School, the Southfield Lathrop Senior High School, led by Antoinette Miller, Deja Church, and the Bello Twins, and Toledo Rogers coming, looking to avenge their name or make good on their name. You know, after showing where Country Day came out and defended their home status, they're coming back up. You know, not looking to take that 45 minute to an hour drive back to Toledo with the loss. You know, this features a guard, you know, who's going to Cincinnati, another guard who's being recruited by Xavier, Michigan, and others, like highly recruited before she even played a single game in high school. You know, some people have compared the length of Toledo Risers to a college team. You know, obviously enough length to match up with the 6'4" centers and the 5'11" long Deja Church. Man, this is a marquee game if you've never seen one.
It is a marquee game, and you know, when you have nine or ten division one players on one floor.
Nine in the possible.
Nine Division I players on one floor.
Man,
all that means is you're gonna see an exciting game, a lot of running, shooting, jumping, rebound. I mean, everything you'll want out of a basketball game. And on top of that, anything can happen.
And listen, man, you know, everybody who knows me and has been listening to the show knows I'm a very, very, very vocal alumni of the Southfield Lathrop Senior High School. This is a game that I feel like Lathrop has to win. Must win. You know, and that's not to create any pressure, but you know, a little momentum that they have, you know, obviously going through a good Waterford Kettering team, getting past Stony Creek, winning at Adams. This Toledo Rogers team, you know, they're on par with talent like Bay City John Glenn, which Lathrop dropped the game to. They're on par, you know, with talent like Grand Rapids Catholic Central. You know, who was able to get the best of Lathrop. Just from a confidence standpoint, I've you know, just going into this game, you know, this is a game that Lathrop is gonna look, I mean, should probably look at. I don't really know if they're looking at it like this, but should probably look at it as a must win. just because, I mean, well, actually every game is a must win, especially when there's not another season. But, you know, I think this is going to be an interesting game, to say the least.
Very interesting. You got a prediction? Or no, you ain't going to go there with this one?
See, here's the thing. Any prediction I make for Southfield Lathrop will be considered biased, which, you know, that's fair. If Southfield Lathrop was watching Country Day, Country Day beat Toledo Rogers, and they can do some of the same stuff that Country Day was able to do. I mean, granted, I feel like Toledo Rogers is going to come with something different. It didn't work. It didn't work like, you know, they hoped it to work the first time. Southfield Lathrop wins by 4. Close game. Southfield Lathrop wins by 4. If not, you know, we could see another overtime game like last year, and who knows? But, you know, if Lathrop protects those boards and they play like I know they can play and everybody's aggressive, I feel like they can win.
Okay.
And that's my honest opinion. That's no bias. The bias being that said Lathrop by 20. But, you know, that's my objectiveness.
I mean, I'm sure the people out there know both of us, you know, are Lathrop grads. We say it on almost every show. So, you know, if they're not used to it by now, then, you know, hey. But
LOL.
Right, oh well. But that should be a close game. I don't think, you know, whoever wins that game, it's not going to be a double-digit margin. It'll be no more than 5 points either way. So that might be the best game of the day, in my opinion. I think it is probably going to be the best game of the day, in my opinion. But the follow-up in the last game of the night isn't a slouch either.
No,
it's not,
sir.
A slouch. Not by any means. Ann Arbor Huron, the host team, shout out to the people at Huron for hosting the event. you still think about that Chinese place, ain't you?
Nah. But we'll talk about it.
Yeah, shout out to the people out here for hosting this event. It was a good one last year. It's even, you know, from what I'm seeing, it's going to be even better this year. But yeah, Ann Arbor Huron against the Detroit Country Day, led by Destiny Pitts, a great scorer, Bucket Gear, Kayla Webb, and Maxine Moore, who has come on strong as of late. With a few, you know, really good games to her name. Hey, this game right here, would you call this one a contrast of styles, or what would you call this one?
Contrast of styles. No,
I don't know. If that's a two vote of a statement. Yeah,
you have. You have teams who have similar skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, all around the board, if you really think about it, obviously, you know, it's some differences, but a lot of similarities. They handle the game like, you know, the approach to me is the same. You know, Country Day doesn't do a lot of, you know, run and get a lot of buckets, but they can score. And they can score in a hurry if you let them, which Ann Arbor Huron can do as well. But just they handle the game differently. Coach Orlando, you know, more so is he switches things up a lot. With Huron, after watching them a few years, they found a way that works, and they stick to that. So, you know, they you know, they play a lot of defense. They slow the ball down. So, you know, it's no just shots going up every 10 or so seconds. Not saying that Country Day does that, but, you know, Huron has a very concerted effort that they're going to control the pace. And that's what's going to make it interesting, because when you watch Country Day play, they're a fine believer, and, you know, we're not going to wait for anything. You know, that's just, you know, how I look at it. We're not going to wait for anything. We're going to draw some blood first. And, you know, if you bleed,
yeah.
You know, just to change Drago's quote from Rocky, just changes slightly. If you bleed, you bleed.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's a good quote. Why does anybody quote Drago anymore, man?
He said some very savage things throughout the whole movie.
Very, very, very savage. But getting back on topic, you're right. You're right. I mean, you know, both teams are similar. Both teams are really similar. I think Huron is a little bit more physical than Country Day is, but they're a little longer. So, if I were them, I would use that to my advantage. You know, with Huron, I would probably use my quickness to my advantage against a Country Day. Not to say Country Day is slow, but I think Huron's probably just a tad bit quicker.
They have the advantage in the quickness department.
Yeah. So, you know, game should be interesting. I know. What's the but?
Nah, I'm saying, but, you know, if you were listening to our live broadcast when Country Day played Solon, I think I kind of said it, or, you know, I may have alluded to it. If Country Day goes down low, all bets are off. But that's if they go down low, which, you know, obviously when you have talented scorers from the perimeter, you know, who can do it all, shoot, you know, spot up shot or take somebody off the dribble, that kind of makes it harder for, you know, your girls down low to get. But two talented post scorers, Country Day goes down low often, that's going to be tough for Huron. Just because of the size, and I mean the size that Country Day is bringing off of the bench, let alone the size that they're starting, you know, 6'4" Tyler Bennett, who has good post moves. I've seen him. I promise you, I have. So, you know, has good post moves. Matt Seymour, who can score in a number of ways, off the jumper, off the dribble, a few post moves, in her arsenal as well. And then you have Jordan coming off of the bench. You know, obviously, I don't know how they're going to attack that game, but, you know, if Country Day goes down low, that spells trouble.
Yeah, it spells a little trouble. But I mean, like I said, like, you know, we've been saying this whole time, breaking down this game, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting. Now, I expect a packed gym, you know, full of, you know, Ann Arbor, you know, Huron fans and parents and students and things of that nature, and Country Day fans travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect them to come in full force, you know.
Still a home game for Huron. Still a home game in the Dome.
You know, hey, you know, if Huron fans get rowdy, you know, saying that I can give them that little boost of energy. I can get the River Rats a little boost of energy right there. You know, you're gonna need that crowd behind them. You know, it's a big game.
Yeah.
It's always good to have the fans behind you with that one. So that one's gonna be very interesting to see. That's gonna be very interesting to see, and that'll be a great, you know, it'll be a good win for both teams. Great, if Huron wins, it'll be a great win for them. It'll be one of those signature wins for them.
Definitely. And okay, so we were at this event last year. Actually, this just was one of the rougher days on me. Eric just was there to look pretty, I guess. But
here you go, dog.
You know, car issues when we first got there. And then, you know, got those fixed for the moment. Then we decided to go get some lunch. I forget which game we actually decided to go to get some lunch for, but my sugar was low. You know, we went to the University of Michigan, the one of the restaurants they have on campus is a Panda Express, and I got the sweet and sour chicken. What did you get, Eric? I think you got lo mein or something.
Yeah, I got the I got the kung pao chicken with the lo mein noodles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I had lo mein noodles as well. And, you know, in an egg roll. So we get back to Ann Arbor here around close. Very quickly, actually, because it's right around the corner. Go figure. And, you know, everybody who knows me knows I'm an Ohio State fan, so I should have known not to go to the University of Michigan for food. But that's what Siri told us. Well, actually, no, that's what Eric's phone told us was closest. And,
You gonna put it on? You gonna put it on the state fan, huh? You gonna put it on the MSU fan?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know.
All right.
You know.
So, but we both hate Michigan, so you know.
So you know, we get back to Ann Arbor here, huh? We're eating, and it's, you know, honestly, while I'm eating that food, it's probably, you know, top five meals that I had in the year of 2015. Probably one of the top five meals that I had eaten in 2015 at the moment. And then I bite into the egg roll, and it's the worst thing I've ever tasted. The worst thing I've ever tasted. I mean, I can't repeat exactly what I said. Just not safe. We're trying to run a family show.
Don't get fired.
Man, but I tell you, I was like, oh my God. Like, I think it was like fake chicken, too much cabbage, and the carrots. It was disgusting. And, like, it literally ruined my whole meal. Almost ruined my whole day. But, you know, the day would get worse after the last game we stayed for. How would you rank that? Because Eric didn't believe it was that bad. Eric tested the waters. Eric bit into his egg roll. And the worst part about it was I always save my egg rolls for last. I always save my egg rolls for last. And, you know, I didn't have any more of that good food to go back to because I was smashing. You know, Eric was eating our prim and proper, taking his time. So, you know, he still had a meal left to go back to. But I bit into my egg roll, and that's the last taste that was in my mouth, just terribleness.
Hey, look. First of all, I barely had anything left when I ate the egg roll.
Okay.
So don't let them hype y'all up like I'm just over here, you know, like I said, like prim and proper, like I had a suit and tie on or something. No, I wouldn't be informal with it like that.
He had a napkin laid on his lap.
Hey, yo, look. So Darren bites into his, and like you said, can't repeat what he said, but I'm thinking like, man, because Darren is picky where he is anyway. You know.
I am. But I was irate. So I was really irate in the car.
Yes, he was. So I'm like, okay, it can't be that bad. It might be bad, but hey, let's see how bad it is. So I bite into it. I immediately, after probably about two bites, I immediately spit it out. I chew it two times, and I immediately spit it out. That I don't know what that chicken was that they put in there, because that wasn't chicken. I know chicken.
Man.
Like, that was not chicken. That was probably some
Let me find out. Let me find out y'all on something tricky out there in Ann Arbor at that Panda One. Let me find out.
Man, listen. Let me tell you. It was no other vegetable, but, like, in mine, I think Darren said he had cabbage in his. I didn't even get the cabbage in mine. I only had carrots.
The moral of this story is, if you're going to the Martin Luther King Classic, do not go to the University of Michigan to that Panda One. Well, if you do go, I must admit, the rest of the meal was fire. It was absolute fire. But don't get the egg roll. It will ruin your whole day. Because you know what? Later that night, when we were leaving out, guess who had a flat tire and had to ride back to Detroit on a donut? This guy talking to you all right now. And I like to blame it on the egg roll.
it was definitely the egg roll's fault. And the bad part about it, though, outside of, like, when we go get the tire fixed, we see, because the place we got it fixed, that was, like, what, 2 minutes away?
Yes.
So 2 minutes, we drive 2 minutes from where we're at, and we see nothing but food places on this side of the U of M campus. I instantly get pissed. Well, we back on the road, and we're driving down the block. After we get the tire fixed, I immediately get pissed again because we see Qdoba, Big B Coffee, McDonald's, all this stuff. I'm like, yo, why didn't none of our phones tell us this was over here? Like, I was really upset and almost hurt.
We got set up. I feel like somebody set us up.
Somebody knew that an Ohio State fan and a Michigan State fan were coming, and they literally set us up for failure. They must have blocked the phone signal or the GPS and all that, and only, you know, told us to go to U of M for lunch.
And so, you know, that's our Ann Arbor story. That's why we have so many giggles about going to, well, that's partially why we have so many giggles about going to Ann Arbor. like I said, I've been formally issued a ban from some U of M students.
I don't have those problems.
Oh, okay. Yes, salute to you. I meant to give you a big salute, Eric. Salute to you.
Hey, chill.
Don't. Okay. All right, just no. All right, man. Let's move your ear. But wrapping up, man. Getting back to some basketball. That was a fun little story. You know, just wrapping up with some basketball, man. Let's just talk about some performances. Any, like, Bomb-worthy performances.
Oh, last night, it's a certain point guard from Liggett. You know, y'all may have heard of her name, Nia Ahart. Had a triple-double, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, you know, in a win. Some you know, Russell Westbrook like stuff from Miss Ahart, you know.
Man, yeah, triple double for her. Obviously, was that last night? But I do know, I do know that Northville beat a Salem, a good, very good Salem team, in overtime. So that is bomb worthy as well. Northville putting their service notice for the KLAA that they're not there to lay over and just be played around with.
Definitely not.
We have a young 2018 player who went for 26 last night.
27.
I need to be more respectful. So Cam Clegg for Wayne Memorial got 27 in a W. Salute to them. Then Data Hampton for East Lansing. You know, obviously she got a 4 or 5 star player who recently joined her team at McCutcheon, but she's still, you know, getting it done. 20 points, 3 rebounds, 5 steals, an assist, and a block. You know, for a win for East Lansing.
Oh, Miss Hampton out there getting it done. Miss Hampton out there getting it done. Speaking of that East Lansing team. That transfer that you talk of had quite a night herself.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon McCutcheon had 25 points and 8 assists.
Was that her first game with East Lansing?
Was it? Not sure.
I know she just got there this week from West Virginia, and, you know, well, I don't know. Talk about that. We kind of exhausted our hours that we could talk about transfers all in one game, but I mean, in one episode, but, you know, we'll talk about that. So, yeah, man, those are some bomb-worthy performances. Man, so after this show, final showcase, things really heat up for individual conferences, and we're going to talk more about that next week. Any last-second shots you pulling up for right now?
Hey, hold on. Before I get into, you know, my shots, let's preview next week a little. I think we might have somebody on tomorrow. I mean, next week.
we got to call
their
people.
We don't say that?
We got to call their people, you know what I'm saying? Make sure the contract say at least a meal, you feel me? And,
okay.
Nah, man.
Okay.
We gonna save it though, but just know we got a coach coming on, and it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be one of our better shows, one of our better showings.
Should we drop a bomb for this one or?
You know what?
Wait for it. Yeah, so now to get my last second shots. As I keep saying every week, shooters got to shoot. Don't be afraid to pull up from 30. But outside of that, you know, hope everybody had a good hump day today. You know, good practice, good games for your parents, good day at work, you know. And, you know what I'm saying, live, love, laugh, all that good stuff. And I can't say what I really wanted to say. This is a family show. But, you know, just stay positive. Stay positive, and kids, do your homework. Please do your homework. Remain keep your good grades, you know. So, you know, and don't let anybody tell lies about y'all grades. That's all I gotta say.
Oh wow, where's that come from?
Hey, you know, cause I say it, but certain writers just, you know, they just be on that bull.
oh man, I love dating Eric. Man, but last second shots, man. Just because just because nobody's seen you do it doesn't mean you can't. Just because you haven't had the chance to do it doesn't mean you can't. Every day you can go out and prove the world wrong. So, man, just keep that in mind. Your season not going the way you want it to, guess what? No time like today to change it. No time like the present. You know, so, you know, if you're having a hard season, a tough season, don't get discouraged. Keep your head up. Keep moving forward. You know what I'm saying? You can get better. Another last second shot. Salute to Eric. Eric is a legend. if you want to know why Eric is a legend, talk to me at Ann Arbor Huron on Saturday. I'm going to be in the gym. I promise you, if you come up to us and ask why Eric is a legend, I will let him explain. If he lies to you, I'll tell you the truth.
hey, find me first, man.
Also, man, look, we said Wednesday was the last day for clips, for the mixtape. I'm feeling generous. If you listen to the podcast tonight, or if you listen to it, tonight is Wednesday the 13th. If you listen to it tomorrow on Thursday, you know, my office hours stop at 7:30 p.m. That's what time I just, you know, shut down on regular days. If you get clips into me by then, we can still feature you, man. Get us your clips, man, so we can put you on the mixtape. I said it last time, you know, it's not going to get you recruited or nothing. It's just a fun thing to you know, showcase the type of talent we have. This only our mid-season tape, too. So, you know, we're going to have an end-of-the-season tape. If you're skeptical, just watch what I do. If you ain't seen the trailer, go to my Twitter page. It's pinned to my profile. I got a little snippet. Just this little snippet of the type of stuff that's going to be on there. A lot of people, you know, you might not have paid attention to while the season has been going. Is going to be on this tape. A lot of people that, you know, you don't really get to hear us talk about too often sent us in some clips. Well, I found some clips of them. Man, and it's going to be interesting. Like, you know, I got a nice little background music all put together. I got Eric watching whole games, picking out clips to put on the tape. Like, you know, we working. Hey. I mean, hey, and listen, you know, if you want a mixtape made of yourself, you got some film, and you want me to make a mixtape for you, I'm just gonna throw this out there. I haven't even discussed this with Eric. This is how you know it's real. I'm just throwing it out there for a limited time, and I mean a very limited time. You know, I do Photoshop, I do video edits, like mixtapes, for a very limited time, and limited people too. You know, if you want a mixtape done or a photo edit, I got a price that everybody can afford. Notice what I just said. I said I have a price that everybody can afford. Like, no matter who you are, everybody has this amount of money. Very limited time. Hit me up. We'll see what we can do. That's my last second shot.
Hey, and don't be afraid to, ask Darren on Saturday why he got banned from from University of Michigan.
I can tell you why I got banned, but just not today because the producer's telling us it's time to go. Peace.